Today's Chazar is the Hey Amin Aleph, and we got to speaking about the Miluim, and because the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Shivas Yom, Kaini Yom, Kippur, Mefrish, and Kai Galam, Bebeis, Elishkas, Vahedrin, that's a Chi, Efrish, Shivas Yom, and you learn now from the Miluim, Kasha Asa, Layim, Layim, Azeh, Tziv, Hashem, Lassus, Lechapra, Aleichem, by the Miluim is a Dim, Prish, Shivas Yom, and the middle of that was also by the Yom Kippur, and by Parah. So, the Gemara Rish Lakish had a taina on Rabbi Yochanan, this is on Gimel Amud Beis, that that by Miluim, the din is that by Miluim, the din is Kalakasa Ma'akav Behem. And here it's not Ma'akav, like the Medayik from the Mishnah. It doesn't say by the kain, the other kain, the Yafti Ma'afish and Mibesai. So the Gemara says, Mechlau, yeah, Dafdal and Mibes, that's who we're starting from. About six lines from the top in the middle of the line, Mechlal, six lines from the bottom, I mean the middle of the line. Mechlal, the Tavayah Svilu, you see both the Berech and Mishlakish hold Miluim, Kolakasim, and Ma'akavim. Whatever is written in the parish of Miluim is Ma'akav. The Itmar Miluim, Berech of Chanina, Mechlakis, Berech of Chanina, Chanam, and Kolakasim, Ma'akavim. Whatever is written in the parish of Miluim is Ma'akav. The Chanam, and Dava, Ma'akav, the Dairis, Ma'akavim. Whatever is Ma'akav, the Dairis, whatever things are Ma'akav, the Dairis, Karbonis, whatever it is, are Ma'akav. Shein the Ma'akav v'deiris, a Ma'akav v'em. Whatever is not Ma'akav v'deiris, is not Ma'akav by the Miluim. Tistayin the Rebbeichon of the Omer Kolakasim and Ma'akav v'em. So that's right, the Rebbeichon is the one who holds Kolakasim and Ma'akav v'em. Why? Me nekome, Shem Malakish, Rebbeichon, Ima, Miluim, Kolakasim and Ma'akav v'em. V'loi kamahadu le'vele midi. So he didn't answer, so Rebbeichon on Rish Lakish hold that Kolakasim and Ma'akav v'em. It's interesting because he didn't really answer Rish Lakish anything to his kasha. He just asked him, what's your limud? But that's what the Gemara says. Tistayim, that's the Raya Bechon, the one that says Kolakasim Ma'akavim, and the Pechanina would be the one that would say that only Davim Ma'akavadiris. So Ma'ay Benayim. So Gemara says, Ma'ay Benayim, what would be an Afkamina? What are things that are not Ma'akavadiris that are in the parasha that would come out in Afkamina that according to Rabbi Yechanan they'd be Ma'akav, and according to Pechanina they would not be Ma'akav? So Gemara brings four things. I saw the Rabbi Tzal Kain says that the siman is Rabbi Yosef is a samach and he said smicha, right? And Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak is a nun and he said tnufa. Tnufa has a nun. It's similar to the Gemara types of siman. Rabbi Papa is a pei and he said prisha. And Avin is a reish. He said ribui shiva mashiach shiva. So you could remember each one has a similar letter to the thing. Okay, these are four terutzim the Gemara brought in. Amr Rav Yosef smicha gebenai. It says in the parish of Miluim that Aaron and Banav have to do smicha. L'man the Amr kolakasim ma'akavim smicha ma'akva. If you hold kolakasim ma'akav, smicha also be ma'akav, and they wouldn't do smicha, it wouldn't work. Karbon kabi would be pasul, or the whole Miluim wouldn't work. L'man the Amr davish ein ma'akav v'deiris, ein ma'akavim smicha loy ma'akva. Smicha is not ma'akav v'deiris. The halacha is that without smicha, the karbon is kosher anyway. L'darius minolam d'leim ma'akva. How do we know l'darius smicha is not ma'akva? V'tanya v'samach v'nirtza v'chi smicha mechaberis l'enkapar l'bedam. Smicha is not mechaber. Why say v'samach yadar ishkabar v'nirtza loy l'chaper olav? It sounds like ayidei the smicha they get a kapar. It's not true. The kapar you need the dam. Shnem v'ki adam u'benefesh y'chaper. It says the dam is what's mechaper. Avedis Adam, all the Karbanis, the Kapara is done with Avedis Adam. You do Shkita, and the Makabal, the Dam, and Zerik, the Dam, and the Mizbech, that's the Kapara. So, Matam Leim Vesamach Venirza, Shemasal, the Smicha Shiyari Mitzvah, if you made Smicha like a leftover Mitzvah, which you didn't do, so Malav Kasav Kiwla Kiper, it's as if you weren't Mechaber. Rashi says Kiwla Kiper Min HaMufcher, the Kiper, and Rashi says, Kiper Lagavri brings his Vacha, Mika Kapara Bedam. But you just didn't do a mitzvah in a mufchar. Rashi doesn't say this mamish klar, but I would, Lule Rashi, I would say, it means, Azayi would say that smicha is just a hidden mitzvah in a mufchar. Like I say, but this not, is a mitzvah smicha, which at itself, you're not going to kind the mitzvah smicha. That's the, there's a certain amount of kapara that's there in the mitzvah smicha, not the kapara of the carbon. Okay, but that's what you see, that smicha is not mechaper. They did tenufa on the shlam, and they had some of them was there was a shlam that was done also the tenufa on the chaz of a sheik. L'man diomer kol kasim akavem akva, l'man diomer davish ein akav v'dayris ein akav and leim akva. So the tenufa that they did tenufa is no tenufa. No, forget tenufa on the chaz of a sheik was I think in by the yom hashmini. If I remember correctly, to look it up, if I remember correctly that the tenufa was there, was on the Amorim, was in the Amorim, I think of the Chattas, but I don't remember clear. Okay, Al Kapanim. Whatever, they did a tenufa there. There was a tenufa that was done by the Muluim all 7 days, right? Then the Karbanis of the Muluim, and that tenufa would not be, that's a machlekes if that would be ma'akev. Or Darius Minalan Dulay Ma'akva. And how do you know Tuva is not Ma'akva? Darius Atanya Tnufa Lechaber. It says by the carbon Mitzera that you bring by your Asham, you bring a Tnufa Lechaber. The Chituva Mechaber is like Kapar El Bedam. Kapar is only Bedam. Shneem Mekadamu Benefesh Lechaber. Matam Ma Tnufa Lechaber. So what's the Pshat by Tnufa? It's Mechaber. Same idea that the tenufa has its kapara, not the main kapara, but it's not a mitzvah and a mufka. If you made tenufa shiur mitzvah, you didn't do it. So it's malakil lekiba, but really you are mechaber. So tenufa is something which is not ma'akav adayris, and now it's a shayla if it's ma'akav adayris. So Taisus has two kashas from shiur hadam. Why don't you say that? It says that yishvicha shirayim. It says after the shvicha you pour the dam, and that's not ma'akav adayris. And also Akhtaris Amrim mentioned Akhtaris Amrim, you burn the parts of the carbon which you don't need, the chaylev, the chuli, and that's not Ma'akev Adairis. And Taisa Shtikl is it wasn't Ma'akev here either. He brings Psukim why it wasn't Ma'akev, but he brings the Yishalmi that the Shari Adam is one of the Nafkaminas. And Shalom was found in the Bavli, why didn't they bring it? Maybe that's the Machlekes Yishalmi and Bavli, who knows? And the Taisa Shishanim brings that this, the these din, the Shari Adam and the Haktaris Amen were done by Meshur Rabbeinu. Meshur Rabbeinu was the Kayin in the Shivis of Emeluim, Aaron Ubanav were the Bailim. So all the things the Gemara brought, the Smicha, the Tenufa, the Prisha Shiva, and the Reba and Meshicha, all done with Aaron Ubanav. The things that Meshur Rabbeinu himself did, that wasn't Ma'akev. What Ma'akev is, Vesisal Aaron Ubanav Kacha. Okay. Yeah. Papa Amar, Prisha Shiva Gabinai. Prisha Shiva, like we started with, Prisha Shiva, the Rishlakish Asabechanan, Lamandiyam, Kolokasa Ma'akav and Ma'akva. The one that says Kolokasa Ma'akav, so it's Ma'akav, it's there in the Parsha. Lamandiyam, Adavish, Aina Ma'akav, Adarius, Aina Ma'akav, Emlai Ma'akva. The one that says not Ma'akav, Adarius, because when there's Dim Prisha Shiva, Adarius, like by Yom Kippur, or by Paraduma, it's not Ma'akav. Well, Darius Menelon Dloy Ma'akvin. How do you know Prisha Shiv is not Ma'akav Darius? Because Midakatani Maskinim like Tani Mefreshin. The Mishnah says Shiv is Yamim Kainim Kumim Mefreshin Kain Gadol Mebeisai. Maskinim like Kain Achatachdov. So before it was Medayik that didn't say you mafresh the other Kain. Right? He says there's no Dim Prisha on the other Kain, and even so he can still be Avid. He can still do the Avida. Ravina Amar Ribu Shiva Meshicha Shiva Kibinai. That the din of Ribu Shiva Meshicha Shiva, that every Kayin Gadol, when it becomes a Kayin Gadol, needs 7 days. It's a 7 day installment period, installation period, right? 7 days. What do you do for 7 days? Just like here, because the Pasuk really says that in Parshas Tetzaveh, that the Shivas Yom Yubashim HaKayin Tachna Mibana V'Sheva Meil V'Sheris B'Kaydish, that for 7 days, the Kayin Tachna also. Also, wisdom. There's a 7 day thing. You do Meshicha for 7 days, every day in the 7 days, then you do Ribui Begadim. Like we mentioned, Rashi says Ribui Begadim has to be Meshamish with the Begadim. The Ramamals know, the Ramamals is not Meshamish with the Begadim, and the Rabbi shouldn't be Meshamish with Begadim because he's not yet a Kayin Gadol. He just puts them on and takes them off. It's a ceremony, it's a halacha to become a Kayin Gadol. You do Ribui Begadim and Meshicha. So in the parish it says 7 days, and it's not Ma'akev Adaris. The Mandiyam Kolokasim Ma'akvim and Ma'akvim. The Mandiyam that says Kolokasim Ma'akvim, it's Ma'akvim. We need 7 days of Meshicha and Ribu Begadim. The Mandiyam Adavish Ein Ma'akev Adaris, Ein Ma'akvim and Loi Ma'akvim. that you don't need 7 days of Mashiach and Ribui. Ludaris Midal and Blay Makman. How do we know Ludaris is not Makav? Vitanya, Vachibra Kainashim Shechayse, Vashemal, Yad Lakayan Tachasavit. It says, and this is in the parish of Yom Kippur, that Vachibra Kainashim Shechayse, Vashemal, Yad Lakayan Tachasavit. So, right, that the Kayin Gadol subsequent to Aaron also does the Avaida of Yom Kippur. Because the Avaida of Yom Kippur was set to Aaron, right? Da'abel Aaron Nechichel Ve'evim Mechaleis Ve'Lakaydish. V'zayis Yavi Aaron Ve'Lakaydish, right? It says the whole thing about Aaron. And the end of the parish it says that V'ayis Zayis Lecham Mechukas Aylam, that Mechaydish Shiv Ve'as Lakaydish, that you should do this Avaida of Yom Kippur. And then it says V'chibra Kayin Hashim Shechayis Ve'Shemal Hashyad Ve'Lakayin Tachas Aviv. The love of his big day abad, then he, oh, the kain of Hashim Shech. So why did it say Hashim Shech Yisav Shema Leis Yaday? Ma Atam Alayim, Vishnem Hashivis Yom Yibash Na Kain Tachna Mibanav. Right? It says for 7 days, right? Now, why would it be, L'chai the Josh is, why would here in the parish of Yom Kippurim to tell you the din of how he becomes the Kain Gadol? And the Rashi says, "Imulamish they avoid becoming God. Like call a parish of Aaron Emra." That's what he says. That's how you know that he's a kain God. But lechayre, you have to say that it's all not only Aaron, right? It's but since you said l'deresim, so you said already it's l'deres. So you understand it's the kain God, right? It should have just said v'chibra kain, right? It didn't have to say how you become a kain God. Punkt in this parish. But to tell you, teach you a din. Now what? Because see, Shneim Shivas Yom Yibashim Agayin Tachnu Mibanav, that you need 7 days of Ribu Begadim, and the Gemara also learns that you need 7 days of Mashicham, like we'll see soon. Eimel Nisrab Shiva Nimshach Shiva, Nisrab Shiva Nimshach Yimecha, Nisrab Nechav Nimshach Shiva Minayin. How do you know if he's only Nisrab, if he's Nisrab for seven and Nimshach for 1 day, or Nimshach for seven and Nisrab for 1 day? How do you know it's good enough? Tamalay Meshimshach Hashimal Hashyaday Mikol Makay. So that sounds like that he has to at least do one of the two for 7 days. The Gemara didn't mention, right, the Rambam Paskas, even 1 day is good enough. And he brings down here in the Ezvada that the Sifra brings even a Srabi Mechav and Imshach Mechad. And could be that should be the Gerst in this Gemara. So Mishainim say that. Well, you could say, yeah, we could say the Gemara just didn't read it nice. Yeah, so then the Gemara says, Ashkechan. Ribu Shiva Chachil, it says the Pasuk that you need Ribu Begadim Shiva, right? Shiva is Yom Yubasham. Meshicha Shiva Chachil Minol. How do you know you need Meshicha of Shiva? Yibayi say Mitzvah Kralim Ute. Since this Pasuk says Hashayim Shech Vashayim Alei Es Yaday, Samel, you need a Pasuk to Mimayit, Samel, that's why you know that it has the same din of Shiva. Yibayi say Medam Akro, Big Dekayit Shayil, Laban of Achrov, so it mentions that the big dekaidah should be leban of achav lemashcha behem ulamale bam es yadam. So you see, it puts mishicha together with mila yadayim, which is ribu begadim. Ma iskish mishicha leribay, ma ribu shiva af mishicha shiva. They have a hekish mishicha to ribay, just like ribay we say yobashem akayin. So that's lemale es yadam. So too, the Mashiach also is Shiva. Right. Yeah, the Pasha Taish of Lamashcha doesn't necessarily mean Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha. Lamashcha, Rashi says, is the Gdula. Right, because it says that the Begadim on Lamashcha Behem. But since the Torah says the Lashon Lamashcha, that implies Mashiach, and you have a Hekish, the Mashiach to the Ribui. So that's how you know that it's 7 days. Yeah, there's a shnickel that the Gemara later says that when you have a kayin, that let's say it was Irib Sul, but a kayin gadol after he did the Tamar Shel Shach, he's already wearing the big day lavan. So how do you get the other one to be the kayin? So the Gemara says avedasa mechanchasei. Does the avay that it's a male mechanech? Right. So the kayin mess. Here it says you need a psa either at least the ribu and the mashiach yemechad. So some of Michal and Kolchay, that's Pashib Shat, that, you know, a substitute Kayin doesn't need as much as the permanent Kayin. To be the permanent Kayin, then you need a Mashiach and a Ribay v'chachila 7 days and v'di'evedei mechad. If he just maskin like Kayin Acha, he's not really the Kayin Gadol. I mean, he just says Dine Kayin Gadol, and he could do the Aveda, that you don't necessarily need the Mashiach of the Yubi. We'll see. Be'ez Hashem, and the Gemara later.